This is the Moshpit Backstage Podcast for punk, metal, and rock interviews and segments.
Hey, it's Nicholas from Novelist, and you're listening to the Moshpit on Scene Radio.
So to start off, at the time of this interview, your debut album, Souvenirs, comes out tomorrow. So congratulations. How's it feel for it to finally come out, and what can you tell us about it?
Well, it feels really good. We've been waiting for that for 2 years, even more, because some songs have been written 3 years ago. So it feels like a relief. We're just really hoping that it's going to work as well as we hope.
Awesome. So the information that I've read on the style of music has been quite contradictory. I've listened to both Souvenirs and Gravity. They're quite different songs. Would you guys consider yourselves maybe more progressive metal or metalcore or neither?
I don't know how to answer that question. Thing is, there is two different writers in the band. There is the drummer, Amel, and the main guitarist, Flo. And they just write really different stuff. Flo is more in the techie side, and Amel is more in the heavy breakdown side. And I don't know. I would say progressive metal, just because I think metalcore is a bit of oversaturated genre of people doing the same music over and over again. So I just wish we're not considered as that, but I would personally say progressive metal.
So are you guys going to tour Australia soon?
Well, hopefully. It's not planned yet, because I mean, it's really far, it's really expensive to go there, and so we probably have to wait a bit until the album makes a bit of noise. But I mean, that's definitely something that we want to do.
Awesome. So if we go back to the beginning, how did your journey with music begin, and how did it lead to Novelist?
So I had a previous band with Charlie and Matt, the singer and the second guitarist. And the band was breaking up because we were all tired, and we didn't believe in the music we were doing anymore. And I don't know, the three of us didn't really plan on making music anymore. But then we met the two brothers that write the music, and we listened to that and we were really amazed, and we thought, okay, that can't just stay on the computer and not be listened to by anyone. So we thought, let's just go with them, and with our experience of the scene and their music, we can just join forces and make something that's worth it. And I'm really happy that I did take that decision personally, because I mean, I really didn't want to make any music back then, because yeah, tired and stuff. But I really don't regret.
Is there a meaning behind the name Novelist, or did it just sound cool?
We had another name back then that was the brothers thought about a name that was in reverse, but I thought that sounded cool, but that didn't have any meaning. And that was the problem with finding, when you're a small band, you need to find a name that's going to stand out a bit, because if people Google you or go on Facebook and they find Falling in Reverse, for example, it's not going to help. So we had to think about something else, and we did kind of a brainstorming, and there was a song by our older band, which was a Cult of Sincerity, and the song was The Novelist. And I don't know, it popped up, and we all thought it was a good name, because we think there is some sort of emotion in the album and in the music we write in general. That is, every song is going to have a different emotion. So every song could be like a small story. It's more about the writing than the every song has his own story, and the writing of the music is storytelling. So we just thought it fits good.
Awesome.
And so, it sounds cool, of course.
And it just sounds cool, of course. Awesome. So if we go back home, what's the heavy music scene like in Paris?
I haven't been in Paris for a few months, but when I left, it was getting way bigger. 5 years ago, my answer would have been really different, because the scene was really just local bands doing not so good music with a very and professional way of doing it. But then there was Betraying the Martyrs, Chunk No Captain Chunk, and that kind of bands that got signed, and that I don't know, I feel like Paris and the French scene in general just thought, oh whoa, there is French bands that got signed on international labels, so it's doable, so let's just be professional. And I feel like since then, the whole scene has become more professional and way better and way bigger.
So any songs that are going to be in French in the future? Sung in French?
It's not planned. We just, I mean, it's we could do that for fun, but it would risk it would reduce the potential audience. So I'm not sure that's something that would be really good for a small band. I mean, when we got bigger, and if we want to make a song just for fun or something like that, that could happen, but there's no plan for that yet.
So do most bands in France, they sing in English mostly, the heavier bands to try and reach an international audience.
There is one band that was quite famous that would sing in they used to sing in French, but I feel like that's something that used to work more because of the local bands that I was telling you, the scene was more local. But now that it's become more international, you can't really do that. I mean, it's kind of a suicide to write songs in French, because your only audience is gonna be French people, and the scene is not big enough to make it count in France.
Oh, that's interesting. So, can you think of any Australian bands that you like? Because obviously we're an Australian station, so we'd love to know if there's any Aussie bands that you like or maybe would like to tour with.
I love North Lane. I mean, I feel like it's the common answer because they're the big hype in Australia right
Yes,
now,
that's right.
and I mean in the world anyway. I'm not a fan of their new record, but yeah, I would love touring with them, and I feel like the genre would fit. There is Parkway Drive. I've been a fan since, I don't know, 10 years maybe.
Yeah, they're one of the biggest bands in Australia.
Yeah. I love Pliny, the guitarist. I don't know if you've heard of him. It's a prog metal guitarist. He's alone and he's doing solo project, but it sounds amazing.
I'll be definitely check that out.
Yeah, he's done a featuring on our album actually,
Oh, really?
on this 512.
Oh, excellent.
He's
Definitely
just
check
a
that out.
yeah, just a guitar solo featuring. It sounds really good. That's all I can think about Australian bands.
Beautiful. Thank
Good.
you very much. I mean, merci beaucoup, of course.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for this interview. Your album comes out tomorrow, actually, but by the time this airs, it'll hopefully be out for a while.
Yeah.
So I'll try and what's the name of that song that you mentioned that the Australian guy was
It's
featuring?
512. It's the number 10 of the album, I think. Thank you very much for having me.
So you're leaving Berlin tomorrow, is that right?
No, I'm leaving in Berlin.
Oh, sorry, you're
I'm
living in
staying here.
Berlin. Right. Awesome. Well, thank you very much. Good luck with the band, and hopefully, we'll see you on our show soon.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Mosh Pit Backstage podcast. You can subscribe to us on iTunes and Omni. To find out more about the show, go to www.syn.org.au/moshpit. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/moshpitonsin, and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at moshpitsin. The regular Mosh Pit radio show broadcasts punk, rock and metal tunes and interviews every Thursday nights on Sin 9.7 on FM and digital radios. Listeners outside of Melbourne, Australia can stream Sin 9.7 online at www.syn.org.au. Thanks to Vintage Ruin for the music.
Hi, this is Tommaso from Flash Gun Apocalypse.
Hi, I'm Enid from Girls' School.
I am Phoebe Pinnock from Heaven the Axe.
Hey, this is Gary Oldman of the Misfits.
Hey, this is Kat Sproul from Horizon's Edge, and you're listening to The Mosh Pit on Sin FM.
Hi, this is Aina from Leopard.
Hi, I'm Virginia Lilly from the band Lily.
This is Raul from 1449.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Ali from Beaverhead.
Hey everybody, this is Charlie Benante with Anthrax, and you are listening to the Mosh Pit on Synth.